fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 27th day of August, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that, well, I have to repeat myself. The Democrats took over the U.S. Senate, as well as the House and the Oval Office. We wouldn't hear it very much in public anymore. They might make it illegal. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer to do the Pledge of Allegiance, just send me an email and put pledge in the subject line. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to work on their physical fitness and flexibility in particular. Those stretching exercises are just as important, if not more so, than the exercises themselves. So that's your prepper tip of the day. And by the way, it is 7:03 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand, and 3 minutes after midnight in the Solomon Islands, for those of you who don't know and should know. Okay. We're getting a really positive response for the John Moore Patriot Training Course at Lake of the Ozarks, October 18th to the 23rd. Putting together something like this is a lot of work, working with my event planner, Betsy Murphy, with Freedom Center USA to get together the course of instructions, instruction to get the instructors, lay out everything, and have it ready to go. So people arrive Sunday the 18th of October at Margaritaville. It's a beautiful world-class resort, by the way. Originally Tantera, Margaritaville people bought this and they spent millions of dollars making it look fresh and new and beautiful. The Monday the 19th, we have a bus that will take everybody to Freedom Center USA for the first day of a tactical pistol course. Tuesday, the second day, is more tactical, is the beginning of the first 2 days of tactical rifle course. Wednesday, the 21st, is the second day of the tactical rifle course. You're going to be shooting a lot. 300 rounds of ammunition for the pistol course, 500 rounds for the tactical rifle course. You're going to need electronic earmuffs, eye protection, knee and elbow pads, and of course, comfortable clothing. Thursday and Friday, we'll have a class on combat first aid trained by an experienced combat medic, a class on booby traps, non-lethal sound and or light generating, use of map and compass, cross-country land navigation, and last but not least, communication security. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you're ready to make reservations, just call my event organizer, Betsy Murphy. Betsy's telephone number twice, slowly, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. We have something new posted. It's not a big deal, but it's kind of a fun thing. The first thing now under COVID-19 updates, we have an active duty Army individual sent us this image. It's the box that the masks come in, that the U.S. Army is issuing. They probably, given the size of the Army, they're probably using different vendors. This brand is MediChoice, made in China. And it's a yellow ear loop procedure mask, non-sterile, single-use, disposable, 52 a box. And here it says on the side of the box, caution, procedure mask, when worn properly, may reduce potential exposure of the wearer to blood and body fluids, but will not eliminate the risk of contracting any disease or infection. How about that? That's right on the side of the box. We also have an image from another box of masks, basically the same thing. We hope before the end of the day to have a link. I need to look more into this. Apparently more than 640 medical doctors in Germany have gone public. The initial warning here or notice of this is about a 2-minute video of about 7 or 8 of these doctors being on stage doing a short presentation. 640 plus medical doctors in Germany saying the following, that the response, the worldwide response to COVID-19 is a scam. Now that's very important that these doctors have gone public with their findings, their understandings of what's going on and why. I hope that this will be a wake-up call for American doctors to do the same thing in greater numbers. There are already quite a few American doctors already saying this publicly, but they have not taken the time to organize themselves like the 640-plus doctors in Germany have. And I say, good for them. Good for them that they've done this. Now, when we have Dr. Horowitz on the second hour, we'll be talking more about that. More and more, the men I work with, the men I know, some I know, some I don't know, but I respect their work. Mike Adams, I finally got to know Mike a little bit. Dave Hodges, my friend Paul Martin, others are saying, now we have Dan Bongino joining the group. I don't know Dan, I'd love to meet him someday. That what's happening right now will grow far worse up to and past the election. That's what's already happening. Now, it's been a bit more than 24 hours ago, about 26, 27 hours ago, that the civil war, as it's being called, what I call a commons insurrection, went hot. And there's video circulating of the 17-year-old young man who was helping protect some property there in Kenosha. He shot one of the attackers. And, I got a note here, but I couldn't read it. It just was up and went away. And then after he shot one of the attackers that was attacking the property, it looks like I got a note from Dr. Horowitz, something about a sudden emergency. So I guess that means he won't be with us this morning. So things come up. That's okay, doctor. Oh, he's an hour early. Well, we'll take Dr. Horowitz an hour early. Good morning, Doctor. Dr. Horowitz, take your phone off mute, sir. Hello, Dr. Horowitz. Well, he's supposed to be here. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Hi.
Okay, you're here this morning, an hour early. That's fine, sir.
Yay, John. Thanks. Yeah, sorry I missed last week.
Well, that's okay. We have news. I can't assume you know everything that's going on, Doctor. 11 days ago, 640-plus medical doctors in Germany came forward as a group saying the following, that the worldwide response to COVID-19 is a scam. Very important breaking news, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, John. It's consistent. It's solidly half the story, in my opinion, that has been suppressed, concealed, and basically caused substantial damage.
No doubt. Damage to the economy, men and women committing suicide, the harmful effects on children. It's just a long list, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's half of the story. The other half of the story is the biological weaponry, the biocrime, the out-of-control cartel that's advancing this psyops. So you've got both biological risks that they're concealing as well as their psychological operation, which has the intention for globalization and depopulation. So that's the issues. Those are the two main issues.
Right. Well, my friend Jana Ben Noon has gone public, and I have to review it personally, but with statements by an Italian doctor who says that the vaccine will be a way to depopulate the planet. Like I said, I need to review this myself, but that's a summary of what the Italian doctor is putting out, sir.
Yeah, John, and if you want to, we can actually go into, I can absolutely state with certainty, absolute certainty, that the leading quote-unquote vaccine by Moderna, with Gates and Fauci's conflicting interests therein, is not even a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine by definition provided by Moderna to the various officials for doing the fast tracking and the FDA acceptance. The applications are for a genetic therapy. It's not a vaccine. Whereas the adenovirus vaccine by Johnson & Johnson, as well as the Oxford University, neither of which you can trust, AstraZeneca, you can't trust either. They're partnered with J&J. You can't trust any of these people, and theirs would be a vaccine. And they're actually going into zoos, collecting monkey feces to extract the viruses. And they have a big question as to whether gorilla feces versus monkey feces will yield enough of their adenoviruses to supply them with their base culture that they can clone them.
You're serious when you say this. I know you're not making a joke. They're collecting monkey
poop. This is the thing. I'm not laughing, John. I'm
right.
Not laughing. This is science.
Collecting
this
monkey poop to science. Make us healthy. Okay.
This is where they're collecting the adenovirus, which is a cold virus that runs in these animals, you know, these subhuman primates. And so that's where they're saying, okay, well, they're going to collect cold viruses, adenoviruses, and use these vectors as, you know, the base by which they're going to start to attenuate them and genetically alter them. But to get them, I kid you not, they've written it up in science papers. This is how they collect the original virus that they're going to be using.
Okay, now let's back up a bit. Am I correct in thinking and believing that there will be one of these things approved and none of the others will be approved for manufacturing for the entire population? Is that accurate?
No, they're going to be approving many, many different vaccines. I would think at least 2 to 3 vaccines. And the financing has already committed the American government to purchasing billions of doses of all of the different vaccines. They've already committed. There's the AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and the Oxford vaccines. They've been paid billions and billions of dollars to fast-track these. And by the way, the news, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, the news on the hydroxychloroquine front is that this is a desperate attempt to disparage and smear the president, smear hydroxychloroquine, having it already been an approved drug for malaria as an antiviral or antibacterial, and showing it to be successful against viruses because, as I've mentioned in previous shows, it's a very good antioxidant. The reason why they're doing that is because if you fast track, you can't, under the law, fast track any of these new vaccines or any of these new drugs so long as you have an FDA-approved drug that does something similar. That's what's going on with hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like they're fast-tracking it anyway.
Well, that's what they're done. But see, everything like you're mentioning, you know, starts with PSYOPs. And then, it, social engineering PSYOPs. Then you've got all of the other fraudulent concealment to advance the bio crime for depopulation.
We truly live in very strange times. I made a comment on the air yesterday or the day before that I feel like I'm living in a never-ending Twilight Zone TV episode that just never ends. It just keeps going on and on and on, becoming more and more bizarre. Well, doctor, so if there's multiple vaccines, quote-unquote, available, are people going to be given a choice of what they want? Will they be told what to take? How's that going to work?
They're going to be told through headline news, the fake news media, output by press releases from the various companies, how wonderful their vaccines are and how they've tested such and such. And then here's something else. This is also breaking news, which we haven't even broken yet. So if you want to talk about this, it's your show will be the news breaker.
Sure, go ahead.
The vaccine not being a vaccine, okay, so it is literally called genetic therapy, gene therapy. So it's not applied. They've never applied for an acceptance or license to advance a vaccine. And under the law, there are certain laws that one of them includes this whole fast track issue that under an emergency, yes, there is the capacity to grant fast tracking status to virtually any vaccine. But there is the exclusion of mandatory so that people will not be required. And that this is what President Trump and others who are saying, oh, no, you won't have to take, there'll be exemptions for people who don't want to take it.
Right.
I think, now I'm speculating, I think they've read the law. And the law that Congress passed says that if this is a fast-track therapeutic, even under emergency conditions, people have the choice as to whether they're going to take it or not. So that's good news. So long as we have a substantial platform and spread the news and the news goes viral about what the law actually states, then basically we can hold them to the law.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 27th of August. This hour is sponsored by AMS Oil. I'm proud to be an AMS Oil dealer, the finest, highest quality synthetic motor oil. I get my oil changed every 25,000 miles instead of every 3. That's you getting 8 oil changes to my every one. Who do you think is saving money? Check it out at my website. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I got 2 Dr. Lynns. I've got to keep them straight. This is Dr. Lynn Horowitz. 2 websites you might want to check out, revolutiontelevision.net. revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. We're looking at conspiracy. Anytime 2 or more people agree to commit a crime, that's a conspiracy by definition. This is a crime of biblical proportions, a worldwide crime, where they want to inoculate everybody on the planet, with except their own people, of course, with a substance that will ultimately cause death, don't they?
Yes, a crime of genocide, and it's global genocide. So I've referred to it as omnicide. They don't care anymore how many people they kill. Well, they're looking to kill about six of seven of us, or seven of eight of us, thereabouts. But the fact is that it crosses all race, religions. They're just out to kill people. And that's what their obvious now intention is, by known by the fraudulent concealments, the facts that are now presenting what's in law is a presumption of facts. You have so many facts that stack up that then you can actually have what's called a presumption of guilt. So the presumption of guilt is of genocide, of conducting sedition against the United States, treason against the United States. Again, unfortunately, much of this was financed by Fauci and the NIAID. The source of the virus was University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Some people and very educated people say also Fort Detrick, America's premier biological weapons and cancer testing facility in Fort Detrick, Maryland, was involved in developing the bat SARS coronavirus and then shipping it over to China, to the Chinese Wuhan Institute. And so then you've got to look at all the political and objectives that, and economic objectives that the outbreak caused. And when you start to look at the origin of the virus, then the media concealment, you know, it was Judge Louis Brandeis, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice, that said, silence, this is quote, silence is evidence most persuasive, end quote. So what are they concealing? That is silence. And that silence basically compounds facts that incriminate those presumed guilty. So really, in my opinion, what you need to do is you've got to bring Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci before a virtual Nuremberg trial. Presume their guilt. State, this is what you've done. You're guilty of committing global genocide. And, you know, you have your genocide is strictly defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology. So you have all of it operating here. Their ideology, Bill Gates' father was Planned Parenthood director. Eugenics was his whole, you know, shtick. He wanted to kill people who were deemed lesser valuable. Today, we are told that there's too many useless eaters on the planet, and you have Bill Gates going before the TED conference saying we're going to reduce the world's population by 15% by vaccinations. Well, gee whiz, you know, as a public health professional myself, how do I reconcile that statement? What scientific basis, where he's claiming, for example, that if we vaccinate younger children and families, then they're going to have less disease, and so we're going to have less population? I mean, it doesn't fly in science world, I'm sorry. So it's baseless, but yet that's the political meme and agenda for depopulating our planet here. And then, so what's the scheme? The scheme is now you take a biological weapon, you use your mass media, of course, MSNBC is a leader, ABC, all the main, you know, alphabet networks are implicated, even Fox, because, you know, currently AstraZeneca and the Merck Pharmaceutical Company are no strangers. The mass of, and there's some breaking news too, John, there's a mass of investment, private equity investment. The main leading banksters are invested in this whole program.
That's, the whole thing is it's a criminal enterprise. We have about an hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 27th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. Top right-hand side, you'll find the Phoenix model of the face mask made from mosquito netting. Handmade, sewed together by three lovely Filipino women in Dent County, Missouri, right next door to Crawford County, where I live. They are available. I keep mine in my motor vehicle, so if I have to an appointment where I need to wear a mask, I simply bring it with me. I put it on. I went to the AT&T store to get some work done on my telephone the other day, and I had my mosquito net mask, and everybody thought it was great. Nobody in there wants to wear a mask, but it's either that or lose their job. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, I got something that'll help. It's the Energy Clinic. It truly will help. We'll talk at the bottom of hour three about the Energy Clear in greater detail. You can get the Energy Clear, of course, at my website. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, two websites you need to be aware of. Check them out, revolutiontelevision.net. The other one is medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dr. Horowitz, I enjoy when you come on. I really do. Couple questions. First of all, we all know that Fauci and Gates need to be indicted for war crimes, what I consider war crimes or genocide or mass murder. First question, how do we do it? I mean, our so-called government knows that this is exactly what it is. So how do we do that?
Yeah, most important question. This is, we need a person as wealthy as George Soros to finance what Antifa and Black Lives Matter. We need to have an alternative grassroots movement that kind of like simulates the interruption on Wall Street. You know, we need to have people going to the polls and voting. You know, I can't even conceive of voting Democrat this term. I just can't even believe that people would be so stupid as to do that. But I'm not. I don't know if there's going to be enough. I'm concerned. You know, I appreciate the Republican conference this week, and I really liked the tone of it. I think it was very impressive in many, many ways. But there's so many. I've been traveling. There are so many people, especially in New England, that are pro-Biden. And I just can't even conceive of the stupidity and the arrogance of these people. So I'm concerned. And we need to have a grassroots initiative. There's one possibility. If you had some very legally astute citizens who potentially would be joined by lawyers who are very, very good at law, 42 U.S.C. 1988 is a private attorney general's act, and the United States Congress directed that act to enable citizens when faced with racketeering and organized crime. And that's what we're dealing with here. This is a racket. And, you know, Bill Gates et al., with Fauci involved, they're agents for the enterprise. It's a racketeering enterprise. Now, 42 U.S.C. 1988 is called the Private Attorney General's Act. And if you go into court filing a complaint as a group of citizens acting virtual pro bono, they grant a jury and a successful prosecution against these criminals, against the enterprise, would grant you, I think it was a third to a half of what the government would be saving by exposing the scam. So that's another possibility. I've been thinking about it. Other people are thinking about it. So that's the only way I can think of, those two ways.
Well, see, meanwhile, people are dying unnecessarily. They're literally being murdered because they're deemed inferior, much like the forced sterilization in the 20s and 30s all the way up until the 70s by the Supreme Court's approval. So the other question I had for you, and for anyone that doesn't know, that's Buck versus Bell, Oliver Wendell Holmes deemed it better for all the world to force sterilization because two generations of imbeciles were enough. The other question I had for you is that I heard yesterday that there's actually what are called nano dots in this vaccine that basically have a luminescence when they're exposed to UV light, and that luminescence is derived from a substance called luciferase. Am I saying that correctly?
Luciferase.
They can scan you. Luciferase.
Yes. Yes.
And they can actually determine whether or not by scanning your body that it illuminates. 90-some% luminescence that stays in your skin for your entire life. So you're basically receiving a mark like some kind of animal on a farm. Can you say animal farm? Where we're literally living 1984 and animal farm simultaneously. I think these people need to be swinging from ropes, personally.
I'm in agreement, and I want to confirm that the luciferase additive is coupled with additional additives in these planned vaccines to ultimately enable the officials who are in charge here. You're looking at DARPA. This is in the United States federal government. Don't forget, they're heavily financed, the Bill Gates and Fauci organizations. They're advancing this technology, which is the most advanced military nerve science, expanding most prominently at Johns Hopkins. Okay, so giving all this fake data is changing your psychological operations to permit this atrocity. But the neuroscience, the actual neuroscience, goes to MIT labs, media labs. It goes to Harvard. It goes to Stanford. These are some of the premier institutions that have been advancing this kind of technology, whereby these micro ingredients in the vaccinations would not, like luciferase, not only permit what you're talking about, but literally connect us to the cloud through 5G forces. They would be able to virtually in real time direct frequencies and suggestions to the individual's mind to get even the beyond cognitive consciousness or the mind thought process. They would be able potentially, like you're talking about, to influence the entire central nervous system, the entire body, and make people do things physically that they wouldn't normally do. So yes, it's absolute Big Brother. It's the most advanced technology that the planet has ever seen in terms of population control, human manipulation. I think I agree with you. I think that these people need to hang. I think they need to be hung publicly. And I think that we need to have, as you're suggesting, a grassroots movement and a legal initiative. Part of what their scheme is to reset. They've used that term. They're going to reset the economy. They're going to reset everything to create a new normalcy. I think we need to reset the judicial system, because where the rubber meets the road is in the courts. And there's so many corrupt judges in so many corrupt courts that you can't administer justice. Now you've violated the fundamental greatness of the United States of America and the Constitution, which was created by religious folks, people who were amazingly intelligent, and that they were God-loving, God-fearing. And the concept of righteousness in the religious sense, righteous, that means right standing. That means you're standing virtually in the kingdom of heaven. When you swear in a court of law, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's an affirmation and a prayer. You're praying to God with the truth being told to come into the scene to sanctify this holy temple courtroom and then deliver a miracle of justice. That's what it's really all about. And for them to having the grossly corrupted courts in place to administer this genocide is appalling. We need to reset the entire justice system in the United States to sustain the American dream. That's in my opinion.
Well, see, two more quick comments, if I can. First of all, the courts have never been, in my opinion, my understanding, they've never been godly places. Latin is the language of the dead. When you come into a court, the bailiff comes into the courtroom, he commands the dead, all rise for the honorable so-and-so. It comes in a black robe. You know, and when they want you in court, they give you a summons, like they're summoning the dead. Now, quickly, back in 2007, 8, and 9, I was bringing this to attention of people, something called the Argus IS, the Autonomous Real-Time Ubiquitous Ground Surveillance Imaging System. Argus IS, the eye in the sky, where they took cell phone cameras and had it where you could surveil 15 square miles simultaneously, store the video indefinitely, and watch people walk, watch their movements. Almost like the eye in the sky, you know, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all-seeing eye, like Frankenstein is alive in the sky watching you, and now we're seeing it. I didn't think it could get any worse, Doctor, but it's worse now, because what they're talking about now is controlling you like you changed this television channel on your set with a remote. They have complete, if this goes through, you're not going to have free will anymore. It's going to be gone. So if you take this luminescent mark, you're not going to have freedom. You think you're locked up now and in slavery now, take the mark. Take that little vaccine to keep you from dying, and you will have no choice. You do what they tell you, because you won't have free will, you won't have free thought. You'll be programmed. Just my opinion.
Okay, no, I share your opinion, and I share that conclusion based on the facts, the science, the technology, the advanced military operations at MIT. You know, here's some breaking news, and this hasn't even broke yet. I'm preparing an article to output on judicialcorruptionnews.com, which is a very good website, judicialcorruptionnews.com. Leon Black, who is virtually partnered with Blackstone, his company is Apollo Global Management. I wrote up with Sherry Kane. We've done a number of articles on Leon Black. And according to CNN, just a couple days ago, the Virgin Islands prosecutor and attorney general has summoned summoned Leon Black's Apollo management paperwork dealing with all of the financial and correspondence and the money that Epstein, again, when you're talking about the criminal psychopaths committing the global genocide and advancing the neuroscience at the MIT's media labs, the most advanced military neuroscience intertwined with the drugs that, such as DMT, dimethyltryptamine, also called ayahuasca, at Johns Hopkins. Now you're looking at what we've talked about previously, a racketeering enterprise that requires us to act for justice and to stop this crime. So Leon Black's organization, Apollo Management, is being summoned to the Epstein case in a criminal matter now of looking at the pedophile ring. Now, again, criminal psychopaths are doing this. Criminal psychopaths are also engaged in the heavily suppressed Pizzagate. And I personally, this past week, was terminated from Facebook. Sherry Kane and four administrators independently administering one of the premier Pizzagate sites on Facebook were terminated. Total come black down. They blacked them out, and so it blacked me out. So this is, again, silence is when you plead the fifth, it's evidence most persuasive. This deals with Leon Black's organization, Bill Gates' financing with Epstein at neuroscience labs to advance this hideous depopulation, but population control objective. And so what I want to share with you is the breaking news is not so much just what CNN reported. In the past, I've done articles and I've even done a movie that's called Pharmahores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. In those publications, I track the money from the 9/11 Reconstruction Fund, the billions of dollars that were supposed to go from New York and the Partnership for New York City to build and reconstruct the World Trade Center. That money was veered through Apollo Management to MGM Grand Hotel, James Murren's organization. And I've done another, with Sherry Kane, another book called The Las Vegas Deep State Massacre. We've done, it's an outstanding, actually, interactive video book where you can see all of the facts that we state in video fashion, including helicopters, military helicopters, shooting down upon the crowd. There were at least three sets of assassins, of military operators who were shooting down at the 91 Harvest Festival across from the Bellagio. It's MGM Grand's property in front of the Luxor Obelisk, complete satanic setting, where they shot 500 and some odd people. And
hold that thought, Doctor. Hold that thought. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part
of it...
All right,
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Two websites you need to check out, revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, got about 3 minutes here, sir.
Yeah, so I'll just finish up. The veering of the money from the 9/11 Reconstruction Fund ended up going through James Murren, his organization, MGM Grand Resorts, to build the city center. It's the most amazing complex at the heart now of Las Vegas. It has two Veer towers. They call them the Veer towers. It looks like two World Trade Center towers falling down into rubble, and the rubbles are the most exclusive, expensive stores in the world, which basically you always look at them and there are very few people in them, which means that they're money laundering fronts. They're money laundering fronts for drugs, money laundering for sex, the child sex trafficking, the human trafficking, along with the drugs. That is the principal issue that's financing virtually the globalization. And when you look at James Murren, on top of his position therein, you've got to realize he's part of the deep state that is directly in touch with presidents, advising presidents now. This is his position on infrastructure security, national security, infrastructure, U.S. of A. That is the principal position that James Murren plays within, I believe, in even the Trump administration. I don't see that anybody's called to these issues to task. And that was his position in the Obama administration, and I think he goes on because he represents industry. He represents corporate America and a virtually global corporations, multinational corporations. James Murren shorted his own stocks in the days before the Las Vegas Deep State massacre. And so that, again, brings us to where Leon Black, in the news headlines over the last couple of days, his Apollo Management was the administrator, and they're totally connected to Blackstone, BlackRock. The whole look at the top investors in all of these vaccine companies. It's almost always the same players. You certainly have to bring to court and bring to justice BlackRock, Blackstone, the Vanguard Group, Goldman Sachs. You must bring those entities down. You've got to virtually do what they did at the end of World War II, decartelize the mob. They decartelized IG Farben, the Rockefeller cartel, back in World War II following Nuremberg trials. That, in my opinion, is what's necessary to bring justice to the situation and recover so-called normalcy, real, just normalcy.
Well, we hope and pray that will be the case, Doctor, don't we, sir?
I pray so, John. I do.
Absolutely. Well, I know you got to scoot out of here. You came in an hour early because of the emergency you got to attend to, and we thank you for coming in an hour early, sir.
Thank you so much, John. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it. All right. Well, Dr. Horowitz has always got a lot to say, and we got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with open lines.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.